他是要交通的，然后我想今天应该是要让那个 Richmond 回来的弟兄姐妹来交通。
I was going to fellowship, but I thought I should give the opportunity to the brothers and sisters who went to the conference in Virginia.
Because Taffy 要我来交通的。
Because Taffy asked me to come and fellowship.
我上个礼拜应该是上个礼拜还是再上个礼拜礼拜二我家电脑不动了。
It was about last Tuesday, all of a sudden the computer in my house didn't work.
然后我说怎么会他要我 update 那个Microsoft
It wanted me to update Microsoft Office.
然后我在想我不需要 update, 因为我买了那个 Microsoft 365的是终身的不需要每一年 update.
So I thought that I didn't need to update because what I purchased from Microsoft was permanent, so I thought that I didn't need to update.
所以我就不 update, 然后等一下这 Word 全部都进不去了。
So since I didn't update my Microsoft, and then it ended up that I was not able to use Microsoft Word.
所以我想哎呀我还是因为我买的是 Best Buy 买的所以我想去 Best Buy, 去让他帮我弄好。
So since I purchased my software from Best Buy, I thought that if I go to Best Buy, they will fix the problem for me.
然后他帮我弄好以后我带回家然后发现 printer 也不能 print。
So after they fixed the problem for me, I brought it home and I found out that my printer didn't work.
然后我就叫 Tappy 救快来救我我说。
So I asked Tappy for help.
然后 Tappy 来了他说哎呀紧跟这个 tonight 不能做好明天礼拜一我再来帮你就上个礼拜一。
So Tappy came, she said, Auntie, I couldn't do it, cannot do it today, I'll help you tomorrow.
The Monday.
Oh, I'll help you on Monday.
所以那我 Monday 他来的时候，我跟他说，我说一个小时给你一个小时，如果你再做不好，我就带去 Best Buy 了。
So when she came on Monday, I told her that can you fix it in 1 hour? If you cannot fix it in 1 hour, I'll bring it back to Best Buy.
然后他就跟我说，应该你要祷告。
So she said, Auntie, you have to pray.
然后我在想，这么小的事情也祷告。
I just saw such a small incident. Why should I need to pray?
然后我突然间想，哎，去年我要去加州的时候，这个 Stephanie 也说，妈咪，你要祷告。
So I just remember that last year before I went to California, Stephanie also told me, Mom, you have to pray.
然后我说啊 ，OK， 祷告，祷告买了。我说晚一班跟前一班差两个小时，但是前一班会少了差不多200块的机票。
So I just pray, okay, but to take two flights, the earlier one and the other one, just like 2 hours different. But if I take the earlier one, I can save like $200.
所以我就买了便宜的这一班。
So I bought a cheaper ticket.
但是其实他心里是很想我去买晚一点那一班。
But actually, she wanted me to buy the later ticket.
然后我买了他也没说什么。后来呢，真的那个班机他突然间他要 change， 他要改班我改班了。
So since I purchased that flight, and then all of a sudden, don't know why, that they just made a change that I have to be changed to another flight.
然后他帮我改的不是我就有 one opportunity 去改班吗？
So since they are going to change my flight, and I have the opportunity to change that flight.
所以我再去改的时候，真的就给我改了后面这一班。
So when I made a change, I ended up getting the flight for the later hour.
所以我买了同样的班，但是是省了。省了200块钱。
So I got the same type of flight, but I saved like $200.
所以当 Tappy 跟我说，应该你要祷告。
So when Tappy told me, Auntie, you have to pray.
然后我就在想，对啊，那个就像买机票祷告，真的，我们祷告，他转来转去，后来也是真的是买的，真的是买的 Stephanie 要我买的那个晚了一般的班机，但是。机票又省了差不多200块。
So I thought truly indeed yes, if I pray, it may happen like the experience of purchasing the flight ticket, because my daughter-in-law wanted me to get a later flight, although I didn't do it, and ended up it worked out that way.
所以真的刚刚好差不多一个小时 ，Tappy fix the everything， 然后 printer 也可以用了 ，Word 也可以用了 ，Mouse 也可以用了 ，Keyboard 也可以用了。
So within 1 hour, Tappy was able to fix everything. Everything worked.
所以他比说 ，See， 应该 with prayer， 他说祷告是有效的。
So Tappy says, "See, Auntie, we pray and it's effective."
所以我们就学了，真的无论大事小事，我们都要到主面前来祷告。
So we just learn in big things and small things, we come to the Lord and we pray.
然后他弄好以后很开心，他说平安，你要去做见证。
So when she fixed it, she's so happy. She said, "Oh, do you have to go give a testimony?"
然后我跟他说，我说可能这个月没有机会做见证，下个月吧。
I said, maybe I don't have the opportunity this month. Maybe we'll wait until next month.
但是今天大家都不上来，我还是有机会做见证。
But nobody's coming up today, so I'm coming up here.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
Amen.
My computer did not break down. I'll just say a quick word about the conference.
我要跟弟兄姊妹就讲一下，很快讲一下关于这个特会的事。
The theme of the conference was our Jubilee, Christ shall come.
这个特会的主题就是主是我们的新年主要回来。
And for some people may know that this was the 50th time that the conference, it was their 50th anniversary of the conference.
这个是我们这个特会啊第50周年。
That apparently led the Lord led them to focus on the Jubilee in the Old Testament, which is the 50th year.
这个就是给弟兄他们负担就是交通这个主题就是第五十年就是新年。
So the main verse is from Leviticus chapter 25, where the year of Jubilee is described.
这个经节是就是在利未记第二十五章里面啊，关于讲到新年。
Going to read verse 10 out of Leviticus 25.
我们请读利未记第二十五章第十节。
It says that you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you.And you shall return every man unto his possession. You shall return every man unto his family.
第五十年，你们要当作圣年，在遍地给一切的居民宣告自由。这年必为你们的新年，个人要归自己的产业，各归本家。
So that's if you remember from that time, God was saying you're going to do every 7 years you'll do a sabbatical. You have a Sabbath year every 7 years. And now every 7 cycles, you'll have an extra Sabbath year.
我们记得这个提到每七年我们有个安息年，那每七个安息年之后我们就有这个第五十年就是新年。
But a lot of the key of it is that in that Jubilee year, people who have debts, they'll be forgiven and, people who have lost their land because they couldn't afford it, they'll be given it back.
这里就提到这个新年的时候，就是如果欠债了就就不用再偿还。如果这个有地就是卖了之后这个地可以归到他们自己。
So the year of Jubilee, actually, it was pointed out at the conference, it never really was followed. They never had the 50 years and followed Jubilee.
这个特会也提到说，他们好像虽然有这个新年，但是好像他们从来没有这个遵守这个新年。
But it's a very beautiful picture of our Lord Jesus, because He is our Jubilee.
但是这个是关于我们主耶稣一个很美好的图画，因为他就是我们的新年。
So He's the one who freed us and restores us and brings us back to family.
他是这个是他释放我们把我们再带回他的家里。
Another key verse that's pointed to is in Isaiah 61.
另外一个经节就是以赛亚书第61章。
And this is the verse that Jesus quoted himself, Luke chapter 4, where he said, well, in Isaiah 61:1.
这里就是以赛亚书六十一章，就是我们主耶稣在路加福音第四章，他也有引用的。
That's the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. That's
主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华。用高高我叫我传好信息给谦卑的人差遣我医好伤心的人报告被掳的得释放被囚的出监牢报告耶和华的新年。
So Luke chapter 4 we see Jesus take that scroll, read that verse and say you have seen it fulfilled in your midst now today.
在路加福音第四章，我们这个读主耶稣拿这个经他念就念这一段，他说现在这个已经成就了。
So, Christ is our jubilee. He's our the one who frees us, the one who restores us.
主耶稣就是我们的新年是他释放我们，他把我们引回家。
And of course, another theme that goes through it, of course, is Sabbath is the rest when we enter, the rest that God gives. And then the Jubilee is the rest of rests. It's the Sabbath of Sabbaths.
这个安息年好像说我们是我们安息的一个年，但是一年就是安息的一个安息年，就加重。
Christ, we can enter God's rest, recognizing that He's done everything.
在主耶稣里面我们可以进入主耶稣的安息他已经神的安息，因为主耶稣为我们做了所有的。
Okay, I'm not going to do any more summary.
我不要我不会再讲太多的这个
I'm just going to do an advertisement.
我就是要做一个广告。
What? What can I do? Three brothers, the main three speakers, one of them, of course, was our brother Dana.
有三个主要的释放信息的弟兄其中一位就是我们Dana弟兄。
And he spoke about Jubilee from the point of view of his coming, his return.
他是交通就是主耶稣我们的新年他正在回来。
And I just wanted to say, if you're thinking of maybe listening to some of those recordings, his second message of three, his second message was on the Lord's return andcentered around the millennial kingdom.
如果我们听这个网上也有录音，就第二个信息的话，讲到我们主再回来这个就讲到千禧年，对，讲到这个千禧年。
So I just encourage if it was tremendous, very clear and very encouraging to saints on that subject.
这个对我们关于这个千禧年讲到这个主题，对我们弟兄姊妹是很有鼓舞的。
But Dana also took time, and this is the unusual thing, because he was there in a very different. He was there 50 years ago at that first conference.
因为我们Dana弟兄他五十年前开始这个聚会的时候，他就在那里。
He spoke from personal experience what the Lord was doing back in 1975.Which was very, very unusual, a new work of God.
他就叫他个人的经历他想到这个1975年这个聚会刚开始的时候主怎么在那里工作。
Now we sometimes talk about church history, we talk about, you know, centuries ago.
当我们讲到教会历史，我们会讲到甚至讲到一千年以前。
But Dana was sharing about his personal journey, but also in that we can see he talks about the way God moved.In the 60s and the 1970s, and through these things, through the conferences, to see how God has moved our lifetime, at least the older ones.
他就讲到他自己的经历，讲到六十年代七十年代经历这个聚会，他主怎么在我们的这个生命里面这个做工就讲到交通到他的经历。
So that would be the first and third message. If you listen to him, he.Half of it and half of it are in those messages. I encourage you, really is edifying to see how the Lord has moved in the more recent times that comes up right to now.
就这个第一个第二弟兄第一个第三个信就讲到他的经历主一直在工作一直工作到我们这个现在。
And our brother David Peng spoke about the Christ being our jubilee in the when he came.Testimony when he came.
这个彭弟兄 David 彭，这个彭弟兄他讲到这个基督耶稣是我们的新年他来到地上道成肉身。
My brother Lucia spoke of Christ our jubilee in this time between his first coming and second.
那卢修弟兄交通的就是主耶稣是我们的新年讲到他第一次来，还有第二次他再来。
Both of those.The Lord really took us deep into things like the rest of God and restoration, many things.
在这些信息里面，主耶稣把我们带到看见我们看见主耶稣把我们带到他的安息里面他怎么恢复了我们。
Now those who did attend, they were in the seventh and eighth grade. You have You had your own classes, so maybe you have something completely different to share with us.
如果没有去当中的弟兄姊妹是七到九年级的话，九年级的，你们或许有要跟我们交通的。
And anyone in the ninth grade, you were part of the main theme, but you also had some other brothers sharing, so you may have something to share with us.
是九年级的话，我们也听到这个主要的信息你们也可以听到什么，也可以跟我们交通。
Just a suggestion, if you have some.
大家好，我是可能我在这边聚会很久了，大家可能都介绍我，但可能不太认识。
I've been meeting here for many years. Maybe you have seen me, but maybe you don't know who I am.
其实我也是第一次来做见证。
This is my first time giving testimony here.
因为之前我一直没有勇气，就是觉得有很多自己觉得都不配。
Because before this, I didn't have the courage. I felt that I was so unworthy.
有两次神给我安息。第一次是我刚刚得救的时候。
Two times the Lord gave me rest. The first time is when I got saved.
那是2009年。
That was 2019.
对，然后我得到平安以后，我就非常感谢神。然后我很积极的聚会，然后了解圣经。
I experienced peace. I really was very grateful to the Lord, and I was diligently participating in coming to the meetings.
然后我一直觉得我有一个美好的未来等着我，觉得是很顺利的。
I always felt that I would have a bright future, and everything will go smooth in the future.
直到我的婚姻出现问题，我整个人发现觉得自己非常不配。
So until I experienced marital problem, I felt so I felt like I was collapsed, and I felt I was so unworthy.
然后我就但是我在生活方面我就求神供应我，然后神也答应我的祈求。
So in terms of my livelihood, I asked the Lord for help, and the Lord really answered my prayers.
然后我就经历了神一直的供应，然后我心里面有平安。
So I continued to experience the Lord's provision, and I felt peace within my heart.
但是长时间的去努力的去，去好像去工作去，好像努力的付出。
But for a long time, I tried to work very hard and try to give as much as I could.
然后我就觉得好像就是好像是。会有一个想法是觉得好像是用什么词就是我是觉得会越来越注重这个世界的那些东西。
And then I felt that if I do more of like things like that, then I will pay more and more attention to things of the world.
然后就是觉得这个世界的物质什么会比较重要。
And then I will felt the worldly material things are more important.
然后这个时候我就失去了那个平安。
And then I felt I lost that peace.
后来我就慢慢就是在前一段时间，我就开始发现，其实我们要回归到主，就是我要认识，去回到主。
Until not long ago, I just felt that we need to return to the Lord.
所以我找到了我现在的平安。
So I pray, and then I experience that peace again.
觉得我是不配，但是主是配。
I felt that although I'm not worthy, but the Lord is worthy.
所以我不再依靠自己。
Therefore, I do not rely on myself again.
我觉得我在主的手里是安全的。
I felt that I put myself within the hands of the Lord, I'm safe.
因为并不是我能做什么。
Because it's not what I could do.
所以我才。有勇气来这里做见证。
Therefore, I have the courage to come here to give the testimony.
因为我依靠的是神是不失败。
Because I know that the Lord will never fail.
所以我感谢主。
So I thank the Lord.
因为长期不敢来做见证，长期我就分享一个我之前遇到的事。
Oh, and I want to share something that I just experienced recently.
就是我在就是在我这份工作的时候，我在跟弟兄姐妹祷告。
So after I got my job, I prayed with brothers and sisters.
大概是2019年的一月份。
That was around January 2019 in January.
我在祷告，然后一对夫妇弟兄姐妹在也跟我一起祷告。
I pray and a couple of brothers and sisters pray with me.
大概是接近六点，下午六点。
So it's around 6 p.m.
然后我祷告的时候有一个电话进来。
And then while I was in the middle of prayer, my phone rang.
然后一个就是我正在那段时间大概祷告了一两个礼拜，在找工作。
Around that time, I've been praying for like about 1 or 2 weeks for a job.
然后我现在的老板。
So that was the boss that I have currently.
他打给我，他说他不知道为什么一定要打这个电话。
So he made a call and he said he didn't know why. He felt like he had to make this phone call.
通常他说他六点下班了，他不会打。
Because usually he would get off work at 6 p.m. He would never make any more phone calls.
然后他说他就心里面有冲动，要一定要打给我打。然后然后我在电话里面我跟他说我的工资要求比较高。
So he felt the urge in his heart that he had to make that phone call. And then I told him my request for the pay could be higher than what he's offering.
但是我因为我要养家，我觉得我需要一个工资可以 support, 可以 survive.
Because I had to support my family, I felt that I need to have a pay, salary that's enough for me to support the whole family.
然后他说没问题，你说。
He said, no problem, just tell me.
然后我说我当时提的工资是50,000块。
So I requested $15,000.
因为我觉得也不是太高吧，我觉得还行。
I felt it was not high.
然后他说没问题，你这个没问题，非常没问题。
He said no problem, no problem.
然后我就去上班。
And then I went to work.
大概半年三个月时候他给我升工资。
So after 3 months, he gave me a raise.
Probation, 因为是那个。
So after 3 months probation, he gave me a raise.
然后过了六个月，他又给我涨。
So after 6 months, he gave me another raise.
过了一年，他又给我涨。
After 1 year, he gave me another raise.
然后差不多每一年，他都给我涨一部分。
So every year, he gave me raise.
然后很感谢主，我觉得主依靠主是不用担忧。
So I thank the Lord because I know that if I rely on the Lord, I don't need to worry.
然后这个老板刚好也是基督徒。
So it just happened that this boss is a Christian.
然后我觉得神，我很感恩，就是我们生活上没有缺乏。
I felt very grateful because rely on the Lord, there's no lack in our livelihood.
所以我现在是觉得非常感恩，就是在虽然以前我因为有某些私欲，跟着自己的私欲去走。
I'm very grateful right now because in the past I had my own self ambition.
但是神让我知道，在他里面是丰富的。
Although I follow my self ambition, but the Lord let me know that I could experience more and abundance in Him.
然后我需要把自己放弃在他面前。
And I need to let go of myself and give myself to Him.
所以我今天有勇气来这边。
So today I had such a courage to come here to give this testimony. Thank the Lord.
Our sister just gave a beautiful testimony of the rest of Jubilee.
我们姐妹刚刚给了一个很好关于在禧年得安息的见证。
Indeed, that's.The outcome.
实际上这就是所得到的结果。
So, I never thought much about the word Jubilee.
我从来没有多想有关喜年的事情。
But right away they told us the word Jubilee is a multifaceted word.
因为呢他们时常跟我们讲说喜年这个词呢是有很多方面的。
There are many things enclosed in that word of Jubilee.
光是在这喜年这个字里面就有各样的层面的包括。
So Brother Maurice did a wonderful foundation for our sharing on Jubilee today.
所以 Maurice 弟兄刚刚给我们这分享喜年的事情建立了一个好的基础。
And so, yes, Jubilee is the seventh year. It's a, like a praise to the Lord.
当然了，喜年就是第七年，就是好像你在这个年你要来感谢神。
It's a Sabbath rest.
那是一个安息年。
So we enter into God's rest.
我们进入神的安息。
They said, this Jubilee is the King who has come, just passed.
那讲到这个喜年，就是说以这个王已经来到了，这是过去发生过的事。
The King who is coming, which is present.
那已经来到的王，就是现在发生的事。
And the King who will come, which is future.
还有将王即将来临，这是未来发生的事。
So many of us have experienced our Lord Jesus as the King who has come.
那我们许多人经历到我们的主耶稣是已经来到的王。
We experience him in that moment when we received him as our Lord and Savior.
当我们接受他成为我们主与救主的时候，我们就经历到这个他是我们的王。
He brought us out of Egypt, out of slavery, out of bondage, and into the liberty of the sons of God.
他把我们从埃及，从那个被奴役捆绑的光景里面带出来，进到了神的儿子的这自由里头。
And now as we journey through our life,
那我们在一生行走我们的一生的旅途的时候，
we experience him as the King who is present, who is coming right now.
那我们就能够经历到他是一直临到我们的那个王。
And in the passage which Maurice shared on what the Lord said, just as he's beginning his ministry, he read from Isaiah. Our Lord read it from Isaiah.
那所以呢 ，Maurice 弟兄刚刚讲到主耶稣他刚开始的时候，他的执事的时候，他从以赛亚书来读。
And he said that the Spirit of the Lord anointed him to release the oppressed, to set the captive free.
他是主耶和华的灵在我身上，叫让他能够释放，让被掳的得自由，被囚的得释放。
To give sight to the blind and to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord.
让瞎眼的就是因耶和华又高高我，叫我传好信息给谦卑人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。
And then Jesus said, this scripture is fulfilled in your midst.
那主耶稣就说今天这个经文就应验在你们面前了。
So with his coming, he begins that opening the door for that present era of the king who is coming.
所以呢他即将来临呢他就会在这个现在即将来临的王的这条路上呢他会开启一个新的时机。
And of course we know he does that by laying down his life.
那我们也知道他怎么做呢？他就是将他自己的命给摆下来。
He atones for our sins.
他替我们赎了罪。
Now we can have peace.
那因此我们能够在神里面得平安。
Now we can have rest.
我们也能够得安息。
That rest of God.
那就是神的安息。
So when I thought about this,Jubilee that you know is currently happening in our lives.
那当我在想到我们现在生命中所经历的正在发生的这个喜年的时候
，the story of the is it prodigal son, but the loving father. Let's call it that.
我们就想到那个浪子回头的故事里面的那个充满了爱的父亲。
The story of that loving father loving those sons.
就是那个父亲他是何等的爱他的儿子。
We are no longer the prodigals.
那我们不再是浪子。
But we're the son in the house.
我们是那个在家里的儿子。
The son who is at home.
我们是在家里的儿子。
And we see that son missed something.
我们就看到那个在家里的儿子他错过了一些东西。
He has all of the inheritances his.
他已经有了所有父亲的这些产业了。
Because in the passage of of what is that? Luke 15.
因为在路加福音第十五章章里面有讲到。
The Father says, "All that I have is yours."
父亲说，儿子，我所拥有的一切都是你的。
But that older son was complaining, said, "You didn't even give me one young goat so I could celebrate with my friends."
那个他的大儿子就是说你都没有连个一个羊都没有给我，让我来庆祝你的这些事情。
And yet, if he had lifted up his eyes and entered into the Father's heart and known what was in his Father's heart, he could have enjoyed the abundance.The unsearchable riches of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是如果这个大儿子的眼睛得开启的话，他能够看见，他能够实际上就已经进入父神的家，来享受主耶稣基督所供应的一切的丰富。
We could experience our full Sabbath rest.
我们就能够完完全全的享受这个安息年的这个安息。
So it was a word of alert to me.
所以呢，这就是对我的一个警告的话。
Am I entering into all of my inheritance that the Lord has prepared for me?
我有没有进入主所为我预备的一切的产业的丰富呢？
Or am I just serving the Lord out of routine?
或者是我只是形式化的在这里服侍神？
Coming to church to meetings out of habit?
那我是以习惯性的来这边聚会。
What that older son lacked was the heart and love for the Father.
而那个大儿子他所缺乏的就是对他的父亲的那个爱。
So may the Lord give us the heart and love that we may enter into all that God has for us.
所以但愿主给我们那样的心，那样的爱，能够来进入父神所预备给我们一切的丰富。
Then there's a jubilee future.
然后呢，还有未来的喜年。
And if we are faithful in this little hour,One day we will experience that rule and reign that Christ will bring upon this earth.
那如果我们在现在这个时段能够忠心的话，等到有一天基督在地上掌权的时候，我们就可以与他一同作王。
So may the Lord bring us into our full inheritance.
所以但愿主能够带我们进入他完全丰富的产业。
Thank you.
谢谢。
I'm the second part of Priscilla's sharing.
我现在要分享 Priscilla 刚刚讲的第二部分。
I too was very touched by our brother David Peng's expansion of the lost son of the prodigal son story.
我也非常受这 David Peng 弟兄他所讲的这浪子回头的这个故事的比喻。
That older son had the wrong view of his father.
那个年长的弟兄呢，他对他父亲的看法是错的。
He said, you know, but I've been working for you all this time, and my little brother went off and spent all your money, but you haven't given me even a goat to, you know, celebrate with my friends.
那他就跟他的父亲抱怨说，我这样一直为你辛苦做事，但是你的这个小儿子把一切都浪费殆尽，你现在居然他回家，你来给他庆祝。
He wrongly viewed his relationship with his father as transactional.
他以错误的方法来看他与他父亲的关系，觉得好像是在办交易似的。
It would be like me saying, okay, God, I did this for you, and then I did this for you, and I prayed this many times, and I, you know, served in this way. What are you giving me?
就好像是我们跟神说，哦，你看我这样为你做这个服事，我为那个你做那个服事，我又祷告了多久的时间，那你给了我什么？
But as the Father says, all that I have is yours.
但是父亲就对儿子说，我所拥有的一切你都已经有了。
That fullness that all he wants to give us. And am I being a good receiver of what he wants to give me?
他要给我的这么多的丰富，我是那个配得接受的那个人吗？
To me, that the gift of hearing about Jubilee was just seeing how the Lord wants to restore us wants to revive us.
所以呢，当我想到我们听到这个有关禧年的信息的时候，好像就是主就是要借着这个来恢复我们，让我们能够得到复苏。
Whether we're like that younger son and just took God for granted and went off and did our own thing in the world.
我们是像那个小儿子一样到跑到世界上去，把父神的产业带去浪费殆尽吗？
Or the older son who doesn't know how.He can rest, he can receive all that the Father has for him when he's there with his Father.
或者我们会像那个大儿子一样，他虽然是与父亲在一起，但是他不知道他能够得到父亲的产业，他能够在父亲里面得安息。
We can be either one.
我们可能是两者之中的其中一个。
I can be either one.
可能我也是。
The subtle things that our brother brought out that were truly touching to my heart were that the younger son didn't say, oh, when he was in the feeding the pigs, starving, what he recalled was how his father treated those that served him. He remembered how his father treated others.
So, you know, David 彭弟兄讲了一个很微妙的地方，就是当这个小儿子在外面没有食物吃，看到人家在喂猪的时候，让他想到的是他的父亲是怎么样对那些不是他的人。
So it's the character, the loving heart of that father that drew him back, that made him realize that, you know, I'm not worthy of it, but at least I could be his servant.
而是他父亲的这个品格让他想到，所以呢，因此吸引他要回家，让他知道说，我甚至连个仆人都不如。
And the beauty of that father who not just has so much for us, but is actively looking for us. Whether it's the younger son who he was scanning the horizon to see if he would come back, or...The older son, where he leaves the party, comes out to the older son and says, come in, come in, let us rejoice. Your brother was dead, but now alive. The father comes to us. He initiates to us. Are we open to that?
所以呢，这父亲他所做的美丽的一件事情，就是他是一直不断的主动的在寻找，他或者找到了他的小儿子的需要，或是他大儿子的需要。而在这个父神这个积极的寻找之中，我们是不是也是其中一个得到福分的人
？My prayer is for myself that may the Holy Spirit enable me to realize the vastness of the Father's love and the Father's heart.
我的祷告就是，但愿圣灵能够让我看见父神的爱跟父神的供应是何等的广大。谢谢。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，下午好。
Yeah, I just wanted to share something that has touched me during the conference.
我要交通就是这个在特会里面啊，这个摸着我心的。
Yeah, as we know, the theme was Christ our Jubilee, and we know that Jubilee is a time of restoration and great joy.
这个聚会的主题是主耶稣就是我们的新年，也讲到说。主耶稣他是如何让我们安息恢复我们在他里面有喜乐。
Yes, and as our brother mentioned, it is also a Sabbath year where the Israelites ought to enter into the Lord's rest.
我们弟兄们讲到就是这个安息年就是我们叫我们能够进入我们主耶稣的安息。
And something that stuck out to me was how the Lord called us to enter into his rest and not into our rest because there is a difference.
So, 这个有一个区别就是说是主叫我们进入他的安息不是我们自己的安息这是有区别的。
Because when we rest out of our weariness, but the Lord rests because he is satisfied in his work.
我们如果安息在我们的安息里面的话是安息在我们的这个 这个忧虑愁苦里面，但是如果我们安息在主里面呢、是因为主他已经在他安息在他已经满足安息在他工作里面。
We can see during creation the Lord rested after I'm creating all those things and saying it is good.
当我们主创造这个世界的时候，他这个第七天说，看到我所创造的都是美好。
So as we are called into the Lord's rest, we are to see and enjoy the things that are created and given by God and to worship and glorify Him.
当我们进入主的安息，我们看到他主所这个创造我们要进入他所创造的这个安息里面去。
So I was reminded during this conference of just how we can enter into the Lord's rest.
那我们自己，我们这个特会告诉我们，我们怎么样进入这个主的安息里面去呢？
And when we consider what makes the Lord satisfied, there is no other answer than the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们想到说我们怎么让主来满足呢，就没有其他的道路，就是我们能够就是在我们主耶稣里面。
We enter on the basis of His finished work and not anything of ourselves.
我们能够安息是安息在他已经成就的事上，不是任何从我们来的东西。
Now oftentimes, like for me, I get lost thinking, you know, at least part of it would like depend on what I do or how I feel, and it feels like I have to earn it.
好像说，有时候我会觉得说，好像要这个安息要这个依赖我所做了什么，好像我得到了什么，我自己赚来的，不是这样。
Yeah, but it doesn't matter what I do or who I am because I will never be worthy. But praise the Lord that He is worthy.
不管我怎么样，我做了什么，我们都是不值得，但是我们只有我们主是配的。
Everything is done by Him and we receive it by grace through faith.
所有的事都是他成就的，我们领受都是因为他的恩典。
You know, back in Isaiah chapter 61 verse 2, Jubilee is also called the favorable year of the Lord and it's full of grace.
当我们看到读到以赛亚就是61章这个第二节讲到说，这个就是主所他所悦纳的年就是这个新年。
And I just want to praise the Lord for how much He loves us and how He wants us to enter into the full inheritance of His by His grace.
我们自己，我们要怎么样靠他的恩典，我们进入到这个他丰富的这个产业里面去呢
？In Him is immeasurable wealth and fullness of joy.
在他里面是这个有这个无比的这个荣耀跟喜乐。
And he doesn't want us to be satisfied with anything less than the fullness of his inheritance.
我们主不希望我们就是我们能够就是觉得我们就是安息是能够安息在我们自己觉得够了这个小于他自己的这个安息。
Now oftentimes like we or at least I like we lose sight of we lose sight and miss out on the things that we have in the Lord and are satisfied with what little that we have.
有时候我们就失掉了我们这个看见我们的主，那我们就会好像满足于我们自己所认为我们可以安息的这个事情上面。
But the Lord wants to restore us back into His full inheritance.
但是主要把我们恢复到他所有这个产业的丰富里面去。
So I just want to praise the Lord for, once again, just how much He loves us and how much He desires each one of us to enter into His rest and enjoy the fullness that is in Him.
好，我们再次思想主耶稣如何爱我们，还有他多么渴慕我们进入他所为我们预备所有的这个安息，这个产业的安息里面去。
So may we experience Christ as our Jubilee even today. Amen.
甚至今天我们能够经历我们的主耶稣就是我们的新年。感谢主。
I also take maybe 3 minutes to share very little as we conclude.
我也交通一下，三分钟来交通一下。
Actually, before I went to the conference going down, I was not restful.
我在去参加这个课会之前，事实上我不是心里不是很安息的。
You know, you have to wrap up work and you have kids and everything, all directions, which way to go.
Yeah, 你要必须要打包有小孩你要准备很多东西。
But in the conference, you know, I experienced so much grace of the Lord.
在这个特会里面，我经历了这个主的特别的恩典。
You know, this is a Christian family conference. You know, it's all the families are going, everybody.
这个是主啊，基督徒家庭的特会，所以啊，很多家基督徒的家庭都去参加。
Even though I felt, you know, what about this? What about this? What about, you know, we need to take the babies. We have teenagers. you know, so many things like.I have no idea how I can arrange everything.
我就想说我们有一个这个 baby, 然后我们有很多还有少年的儿子我们怎么样去打包呢
But praise the Lord make everything fit one by one.
但是我们主耶稣啊为我们预备一项一项的来为我们预备。
This time I was scheduled to transit for Brother Dana.
这次他们安排我跟电娜弟兄来翻译。
And I cannot describe how the experience was like.
我实在不能诉说这个经历是如何是怎么样。
You know, he was very very fast.
我们知道我们弟兄他讲他释放信很快的。
Yeah, the Lord is gracious that Dana gave me his online, his notes so that I don't need to flip my Bible. I cannot flip that fast.
所以我们弟兄啊，给我他所用的经节，还有他一些这个重点，所以我不需要去很快翻很多经节。
But the key experience I have is that as I was translating, you know, it's not like facing brother and sister because we don't want to interfere with the song. So I was translating from second floor balcony facing the other direction.
当我翻译的时候我不是在 Daniel 弟兄旁边我是在这个二楼的时候
yeah,
二楼的地方我来翻译
yeah, I'm not facing the audience I was facing the other direction facing the window
我不是这个看着弟兄姊妹我是看着这个窗户
yeah, but even as that as I was translating I was doing this I cannot help myself because
即使是这样这个还是这个翻译还是很紧凑的
No, I cannot help myself. I have to have body movements because the Lord is really moved very strongly in the spirit.
Yeah. 所以其实是这样，没有看着弟兄姊妹，但是我还是有很多肢体动作，因为我实在不能控制我自己。
Because I think if you listen to his second message, our brother really picture the year of Jubilee and the Lord's coming. He's the judgment seat before Christ.So vividly, so clearly.
尤其是我们听到我们弟兄他交通第二个信息的时候，讲到这个主再来这个在基督台前的审判这些事情。
It's about that life, that eternal life, revive everything. You cannot help but get excited.
这个就是讲到主他自己的生命能够恢复能够这个很多的事情，这个我们不能帮助什么。
So brothers and sisters, I really encourage you to listen because after you hear, you know what it's going to be like. I think, you know, you will really conclude, like Paul says, all the afflictions of this world is so temporary compared to that glory one day when Christ will reveal.
就是他这个清楚把我们引到那个将来要发生的事情下，就像好像想到保罗就是说，这个至暂至今的苦楚比不上那个极重永远无比的荣耀。
I really encourage you to listen. That really gets me very, very high. I was so hopeful.
这个使我这个鼓励弟兄姊妹都去听他把我提到这个很高的这个境地我实在是很兴奋。
But I have to blame him that on the third message, he knocked me so down.
但是我要这个讲到我们弟兄的，他有一些信息，然后把我拉得很低一样。
Not so down, it's I was mentioned to others, it is the burden he had, Brother Dana, through the message, through this the year Jubilee, and see the church's condition.
这个好像是给我们这个负担想到主耶稣什么七年，但是我们看到我们教会现在的光景。
The burden, what the Lord desire us, every one of us, and what our current condition is, really,Give me a very strong burden.
这个给我们的负担，就我们看到教会现在光景实在是给我很强烈的一个负担。
You know, I was restless to be honest.
我是好像没有任何安息一样。
But I think the Lord is gracious to me, and I was before the Lord. The Lord tell me just read the verses you need to read today.
但是我们主提醒我，就是你就是读今天我要你读的这些经节。
So my reading schedule is in Leviticus, actually the latter part, just after 25, 26, 27.
但是我现在我读的经节就是在利未记这个 25章26章27章。
That is right after the year, the message about year jubilee.
这个好像就是说讲到这个新年之后，他提到一些事情。
I think maybe Jacob, maybe Marie, maybe someone already shared that the year Sabbath, the Sabbath sabbatical year, the Sabbath and the year jubilee, they are all holy. They belong to the Lord.
啊，我们这个弟兄或是某位弟兄也提到啊，这个安息年事实上是应该是在是完全是圣洁是归我们这个主的。
And actually, very interestingly, when I read chapter 26 and 27, it's talking after the year jubilee, it's mentioning about our offerings, about those things dedicated to the Lord.
在这个讲到25章讲到安息年新年之后26、27章特别讲到说我们这个奉献这个七年这个之后我们奉献。
I have to confess I don't understand, but you know the Lord works miraculously. As I read those words, I feel comfort.
就是好像我必须要承认，好像我读到这些没有完全的理解，但是我读的时候主给我安慰。
One strong impression is just as our sister just shared, you know, because we belong to the Lord.
就像我们刚刚一个这个姊妹所交通的，就是我们是属主的。
And if you read those chapter 25, 26, 27, and those things dedicated to the Lord is so jealous about all the offerings given to him, belong anything dedicated to him. He is very jealous.
就我们看到读到25、26、27章的时候，我们看到说我们所奉献给主的。主他是一个祭血的神。
He is claiming you are mine. He is claiming you life, our life are his.
他就讲说你们都是属我的，我们的生命我们的生命都是属他的。
I think that really gave me comfort. It is truly in the Lord's hand.
这个就给我很大的安慰所有事情都在主的里面。
And we are running out of time. I think the Lord use different brothers speak to different angles, speak to different of us.
这个我们这个时间已经过去这个已超过，但是我们有个弟兄跟我们讲一些。
Different brothers speak to different ones.
我们不同的弟兄他讲到这个不同的这个关于安息的事。
I was really touched by Brother Dana's message.And my wife was really touched by Brother David's David Pang's message.
我特别电拉弟兄的信息特别感动我，但是我的姊妹特别受这个彭弟兄他的信息的感动。
And my boy is really touched by Brother Lucio's message.
我的小孩特别受到这个卢修弟兄信息的感动。
I think the Lord answered our prayer, brother and sister. We pray on Tuesday night for this conference. The Lord really spoke through these brothers.
就我们周二的一起的祷告，我们主回应我们祷告，主正式使用了这些这个释放信息的弟兄们。
Let's have one word prayer. We end up.
好，我们结束前有一个祷告。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving for all that.You have done, you are doing, and you are going to do in our midst.
主，我们心里是充满了这个感谢你为我们做的成就的事情，你正在做的事情，你将来要为我们做的事情。
Oh Lord, may we all, as the prodigal son, his discovery of our father's love.
就像我们就像这个想到，我们就像浪子一样我们发现我们的这个父亲是何等爱我们。
Even the older brother, even many of us are like the older brother, we also can be recovered to know the Father's love.
甚至像这个故事里面长子一样我们能够看见我们这个父的爱我们能够被我们的神恢复。
So may you pour out your love among us and may we respond to your love.
但愿你的爱能充满我们，我们能够这个完全回应你的爱。
That we truly belong to you, and we all can enter into that Sabbath.
我们真的是属你的，我们真的能够进入那个安息。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. We can end.